With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 404, KMOX, 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, 102.5 HD2. Dave Murray is with us. The judge just took his seat. So, Dave, hold, and we will be back to you momentarily. Let's get over the verdict.
What's the hundreds have taken early retirement?
I don't think we have it on.
Okay. All right, for the jury.
There it is.
Oh, here we go.
They're just showing Chauvin standing up. Jury's walking in.
Seated. Members of the jury, I understand you have a verdict. Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict Count 1, Court File Number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019. Members of the jury, I'm now going to ask you individually if these are your true and correct verdicts. Please respond yes or no. Juror number 2, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 9, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 19, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 27, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 44, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 52, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 55, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 79, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 85, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 89, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 91, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 92, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Are these your verdicts, so say you one, so say you all?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Members of the jury, I find that the verdicts as read reflect the will of the jury and will be filed accordingly. I have to thank you on behalf of the people of the state of Minnesota for not only jury service, but heavy-duty jury service. What I'm going to ask you to do now is to follow the deputy back into your usual room, and I will join you in a few minutes to answer questions and to advise you further. So, all rise for the jury.
So Chauvin found guilty on all three charges. We're going to stick with this for another minute, just in case the judge comes back and addresses the defendant. I want to hear that. I think you guys are going to want to hear that. And we'll take your phone calls. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. If you'd like to weigh in on this.
We're going to have Blakely, you may file a written argument as to Blakely factors within 1 week. The court will issue findings on the Blakely factors, the factual findings, 1 week after that. We'll order a PSI immediately, returnable in 4 weeks. And we will also have a briefing on, after you get the PSI, 6 weeks from now, and then 8 weeks from now, we will have sentencing. We'll get you the exact dates in a scheduling order. Is there a motion on behalf of the state?
Your Honor, the state would move to have the court revoke the defendant's bail and remand him into custody pending sentencing.
Bail is revoked, bond is discharged, and the defendant is remanded to the custody of the Hennepin County Sheriff. Anything further?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. So after all of this, Derek Chauvin found guilty on all three charges. We have Dave Murray with us. We have Chet Pleven with us. Dave, you're never someone to get out of the way, but obviously we want to talk about this. You're welcome to join us. But we also have a little miniature snowstorm going, so why don't you tell all the people out there what we can expect the next couple days?
Yeah, obviously what we see is what we get into the evening. I think all of this is going to slide away by 9 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock at the latest, from basically northwest to southeast. As far as accumulations are concerned, again, primarily what we see is what we get. Most of us have seen a dusting to a half inch on the grassy surfaces. All the roads are fine. Downtown, there's basically no accumulation at all, but that's just the heat of the city. Freeze warning tonight as we rapidly clear out and the winds die down. 28 for the low. That should be a record low for the date as far as Wednesday morning is concerned. Wednesday during the day, it is cold for April, but there's going to be lots of sunshine. 51, that's it for the high. So most of the day in the 40s. Another freeze warning Wednesday night as we go down to 30 degrees. Thursday, sunny, 58. Showers around Friday, 60. Showers Saturday, 62. And Sunday, sunny and 68 degrees. So let's hang in there a couple more days, and we'll start a new spring warm-up.
Thank you, Dave. Chet, yep. any surprise now that we know guilty on all three charges?
No surprise. With a verdict that quickly, you can certainly be guaranteed that the defendant will appeal that. And again, as I said before, I don't know anything about Minnesota law, but it's interesting that it's guilty on charges that I think potentially conflict and weren't pled in the alternative. So we'll see. We'll see what the Court of Appeals does with that. In the meantime, you have this Blakely factor. That's what I was talking about before, which is somehow, some way, and I'm not sure how, it's enhanced punishment beyond, I guess, beyond the 75 years that he's looking at right now. And apparently the judge has to make certain findings beyond a reasonable doubt with respect to those. A pre-sentence investigation is ordered. That's an investigation into his background that will aid the court in pronouncing the sentence. So, I think there's still a lot to look forward to here.
Chet, when someone, and again, Minnesota law is different than Missouri law or Illinois law, but in general, when someone is sentenced by a state court to 75 years and they, of course, go to appeals, and let's say that they do not prevail, he's going to jail. If you're sentenced to 75 years, what do you usually do?
Well, first of all, he's got no prior convictions. Now, he may have a lot of issues in his background with respect to prior police misconduct related to his job as a Minneapolis police officer. But usually, essentially, regardless of the fact that he's been found guilty of some very, very serious charges, he's a first-time offender. And so the court will take that into consideration. I don't know what and he's going to do time. Make no mistake about that. And it's going to depend, I suppose, on whether the court runs the counts consecutively or concurrently. And so if the count stacks them, which means that you serve one set of sentences before you're eligible to start the second set of sentences, he could be in prison for the rest of his life, potentially. Now, if the court runs him concurrently, which is that he's serving all of the sentences for each of the charges at the same time, then I'm going to guess. I mean, you're talking about a 40-year sentence on murder two, a 10-year on manslaughter, and a 25-year on murder third. I'm going to guess that he'll be doing, up, and I don't know what they do up there, but maybe 50% of that, depending upon how much time he's given. So let's say he's given half of that, and so maybe he's given a 50-year sentence. He might get out in 30 years, 25 years, 30 years. That's just a guesstimate on my part.
So you watch this about as closely as anyone I know. Was there ever a moment that you said to yourself as a defense attorney, okay, there's a good one for appeal? Is there anything in the court record that really stands out to you that would give him a snowball's chance in hell of having this overturned?
I couldn't, other than things like the Maxine Waters statement, which I don't think is going to get him anywhere, other than the fact that this jury was not sequestered, I wasn't able to tell what kind of objections were being made, because those weren't on camera. And they have a crazy system up there, too, where I don't think you make the objections on the record at the time for whatever reason. I don't know. So I'm not able to tell what kind of objections were preserved. Now, remember, if you miss an objection, at least for us, if you miss an objection, you've waived it. It's gone. So I don't know what this lawyer preserved. I'm assuming that he probably did a pretty good job, given what he was facing going into it, that he was making a very competent record so that he could take it to appeal. Now, Chauvin also will have, at some point in this process, will have a right to claim ineffective assistance of counsel. Mm-hmm. So after all these appeals are exhausted, then we come back into it and look at what Eric Nelson did or failed to do during the course of this trial as a way of reducing the sentence, getting a new trial, those sorts of things. But few and far between.
One last question here, about a minute left. You called him the most hated man in America. I don't think that's inaccurate. When he goes to prison, will he get special treatment? Will he be kept in solitary?
Yes. Yeah. He will be segregated from the general population. And probably what that will mean is solitary confinement. And that's really standard operating procedure when police officers go to prison. In this case, particularly, that institution, wherever he's going to wind up, has a duty to make sure that he's protected. And that could be a daunting task before all this is over.
Chet, thank you so much. We'll have you on again, obviously, probably tomorrow. But thank you so much for the past couple weeks and your coverage. We appreciate it.
You bet. Good talking to you guys.
So for those of you who are in your cars, they just came in and handcuffed Chauvin, which was maybe they bring him in handcuffs every single day. I've only seen him sitting there with his mask on. But that was something, just after all this, to see them come in, handcuff him with his hands behind his back, lead him out. If you're just joining us, Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all three charges. Let's be honest now. We're all going to go home and watch cable news to see what happens. That's the next step. Are there obviously gatherings? Are they protests? Do they turn ugly? Do they turn into riots? Is it more celebratory that justice was done? Going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk to you about it. Give me a call if you guys want to get your opinions on about this. 314-436-7900. Toll free from anywhere. 800-925-1120. Welcome back, guys. 423 DGS. If you're just joining us, Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all three charges. They add up to 75 years. So the judge could either sentence him, and it sounds like it's going to be judge sentence as opposed to the jury. The judge could either run those concurrently or consecutively. So he could basically get a life sentence. Of course, they will appeal. You know, whether they have anything to appeal on is going to take years to find out. But Derek Chauvin will be spending a lot of years in prison, even if he eventually gets a new trial. Your phone call's coming in, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120.
Hey, Dave, do they normally take 8 weeks for a sentencing period? Does it usually take that long with things like this?
Yeah. So I've never done this, and I've never done criminal law, but I have friends who do. And they do a PSI, a pre-sentencing investigation, where they basically will put together a report. Okay, Derek Chauvin's been found guilty of these three charges. Who's Derek Chauvin? What do we need to know about him? And they will do this comprehensive, like, okay, here's what's in his favor. It's the first time he's ever been convicted of anything. He's been a police officer. He's this. He was an Eagle Scout, whatever it is. And here are the things that go against him. And then they will include those things. So if the person had priors, or if they, you know, had been found guilty of domestic battery or something, and then the judge takes that, reads it, you know, ingests that and says, okay, you are you have 75 years you're staring at. Chet Pleben, who knows way more than me, thought that maybe he would go half that much. Then there's also these exacerbating circumstances under Blakely where he could actually go more. Like, well, you're a really bad guy, so I'm going to add an tack on another 10 to that because you deserve it. And we'll find that out in a few weeks, which could also cause troubles because we're all going to know it's 75 years. You're going to hear that a million times on cable news. And then if he comes back and sentences him to, say, 40, that could cause people to say, well, this is BS. You know, you're protecting one of your own. Let's go to Kevin first.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
All right.
It's okay. Hello, Kevin. Go right ahead.
Hi. So, yeah, he'll get a new trial somewhere down the road. Is he guilty of what he's... I don't think so. Did he do wrong? Yes. But you know what? I'm almost 62 years old. There's not a man alive that could keep me down simply by his knee. I don't get that. So the guy obviously was on drugs. I mean, if you're in a life or death situation, it doesn't matter if it's a cop. You're going to get out of that. So I don't get the whole thing. Maxine Waters, she ought to be ixnayed. And it just shows cops are going to start quitting because they're darned if they do, darned if they don't. And it's just going to show criminals they can do whatever they want because now they've got, no matter what, they're going to get off. So,
Kevin, let me play devil's advocate. So I might take your point if it wasn't for the fact that a couple of cops were on his legs and one had a knee on his back part of the time. And then he was had his hands behind his back and then down on his face with another guy pressing against his neck. I'm a pretty strong guy, too. I don't think I could get out of that.
Well,
why would it be on the person who is under a, like, what do you mean whether or not you're dealing with a police officer you're going to be able to get out of a life or death situation? I'm curious as to what you mean by that.
Well,
because I thought the whole point was he was supposed to comply, but you're saying that you're not going to comply if you're in a life or death situation? How does that make sense?
Not at that point. No, because I am just like an animal. I am fighting for my life. If you're going to be dead,
what if the breath is being squeezed out of you? I mean,
you still got adrenaline. You still got things to go. And like that's what I said. That's where to me the jury should have seen that the drugs kicked in. The drugs did not allow a normal human being to react normally. And what I'm saying is, it's a normal reaction to fight for your life if you're in a life, and he didn't do that.
Well, he begged for his life, Kevin. He begged for it.
It started in the car. It started when he was handcuffed and placed in a car. He kicked his way out. The fault is his. I'm still not letting Chauvin off the hook for what he did.
So what is it that you think that he did? Because it seems like you're making excuse after excuse for him.
No, I'm not.
So what did he do wrong?
What did Floyd do wrong?
What did Derek Chauvin do wrong? Because you say you're not letting him off the hook.
Well, it looked like it was a camera op. I mean, he's smiling for the camera. He stayed there with the knee on the guy and all of that. There's all kinds of circumstances. Why did the ambulance attendants just show up and throw him in the wagon? They didn't even check his vitals. I mean, the whole thing is just, there's something fishy about the whole thing.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. You heard what Kevin had to say there. If you have an opposing view, give me a phone call. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. It's 437. Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all three charges. John, I apologize to you. I don't know the answer to your question. How does one murderer get three guilty counts? I don't know. Chet would know. But
well, he was. It sounded like Chet was a little confused about how it works there in Minnesota, also mm-hmm. because he said that some of these charges seem to contradict each other. Like, you either murdered him because you knew what you were doing, and you didn't stop, but you were aware of your actions and you murdered him, second degree, or you were negligent and you had no regard for human life, and that's what caused his murder, and that was the third degree charge. But you can't be negligent and have no regard and not intend to kill him.
Rich, can we go to the TV real quick? Sorry, Tone. Keith Ellison, the Attorney General for Minnesota, is speaking. I just want to see what he has to say.
Kane, the lead prosecutor for the case, I ask for time and patience to review the facts, gather evidence, and prosecute for the murder of George Floyd to the fullest extent the law allowed. I want to thank the community for giving us that time and allowing us to do our work. That long, hard, painstaking work has culminated today. I would not call today's verdict justice, however, because justice implies true restoration. But it is accountability, which is the first step towards justice. And now the cause of justice is in your hands. And when I say your hands, I mean the hands of the people of the United States. George Floyd mattered. He was loved by his family and his friends. His death shocked the conscience of our community, our country.
Okay,
the whole world.
Disrespect to Mr. Ellison, but this, expected stuff. Let me introduce the KMOX audience to Amir. Amir's a good friend of ours, good friend of the show. Known him for years. He is a Bosnian descent who immigrated to America, joined the Marine Corps, deployed many, many times to defend our country, and he is now a police officer, so he has a lot to say on this. Gunny, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Hey, thanks, brother, and good to hear you guys on KMOX. I love the format. I wanted to chime in after hearing some of the comments. And but first of all, I wanted to say, this verdict will not bring Mr. Floyd back to his family, but at least I hope it will restore some faith into our justice system, because I think we all desperately need it. A lot of our citizens are losing faith, and maybe this will restore some of it. As for one of the previous listeners that chimed in and said how now officers are going to go quit, I couldn't disagree with him more. Good cops are still going to be on the beat. Good cops are still going to show up tonight, tomorrow, and every day. We serve at the consent and support of our communities. And as long as we have it, we'll always be there, no matter what happens out there in courts.
Amir, let me ask you about, it was listener Kevin who called. Very interesting first call. He definitely had opinions. And he was saying, you probably heard him, that, hey, look, if I were in George Floyd's position, no one could have held me down. So it's really on George Floyd. And it proves to Kevin that it was the drugs that did it. And so as a police officer, talk about that.
Again, this is just my viewpoint. Does not represent all the other police officers' opinions or departments. But, the man was handcuffed. What could he have possibly done? Kick about? I've been in situations where people were resisting my arrest. And once the handcuffs go on, the resistance drops drastically. Here's the thing. You can tell on Chauvin's face that there's something off about that gentleman. Heck, did you guys see his facial expressions when he received the verdict results?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe my own eyes. That's a gentleman that betrayed that badge or lost the privilege to wear that badge long time ago, or possibly never even had it. And he just simply slipped through the cracks of all these endless psych analyses and screenings that many of our young cops go through. But, to say that George Floyd quit fighting for his life is very callous. And, it doesn't help. It does not help with the dialogue.
Amir, if you guys just joined us, talking to our friend Amir, who is a former Marine Gunnery Sergeant and a current police officer. What about the other cops? They're going to be tried for this too, for different charges. But what culpability do you assign to these other cops who didn't stop Chauvin and to some degree helped him?
They were really in a tough spot, but still, man died in their custody. So they're culpable. On the other hand, you know, you got three rookies and a very experienced officer, the officer that had a reputation in the department by many accounts of somebody that's to be listened to and respected. So you got a bunch of rookies following the lead of the leader who is doing all the wrong things, and they just simply ended up following along. And the person, you know, are they guilty? Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, they are. You have to do something to stop when you see wrong things happening before your own eyes. Doesn't matter who's doing it. We're all sworn to a constitution, not to a senior police officer or a police chief or a mayor. And, you know, Mr. Floyd's constitutional rights were violated, and especially his human rights were violated, and they should have done something about that.
Thank you, Gunny. Appreciate it. Call anytime.
Yes, sir.
So we have one more segment here because the Cardinals are going to be playing at about 6:15, 6:05. Kevin Wheeler is going to take over at the top of the hour at 5 p.m. We have one more segment left. We'd love to take more of your phone calls, though. 314-436-7900-800-925-1120. 451 DGS. Kevin Wheeler's up next with the Cardinal pregame and then the Cardinal game tonight. I will be watching cable news tonight, watching very, very intently to see what the different pundits have to say, what the different channels have to say, and mostly to see what happens in Minneapolis and across the nation. It's so easy to think about protesters as like one group, you know, mm-hmm. like it's like, almost like it's one person. Like, okay, now what are you going to do? When in fact it's tens of thousands of people in dozens of cities and who knows what's going to happen. And I obviously have no control whatsoever over it, but I'm just such a black and white thinker sometimes. I don't mean that as a pun, race involved, but it just seems to me that this does not bring George Floyd back. It was still a horrific, tragic thing that happened. I understand that you're still angry, but this is the best outcome you could have hoped for today.
Yeah, and let's take into account what George Floyd's family wants, which is peace and serenity tonight. So something to keep in mind.
Fred, things are holding on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. Do you believe that the trial should have been, in your opinion, held in Minnesota with and the jury not being sequestered during the whole process?
I think they screwed up by not sequestering the jury. I was really, really surprised that they didn't. Juries are sequestered sometimes for months. This was only 2 weeks. It's not that much of a burden, and it's everywhere. So I think the judge really screwed up with that. As far as moving it to another venue, yes, this is a clear case of you know, jury taint. But I don't know how far you'd have to go to get away from people who know about it. So that's a tough one.
Gotcha. I was just curious your opinion. And I kind of agree earlier, one of you guys made the point that second-degree and third-degree murder charges kind of contradict each other. Wasn't originally the third-degree dropped and then they added it back on?
Yeah. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, it was originally dropped.
Yeah, Chet, you're right, Fred.
Chet Pleben has been making that point about how in Missouri it would usually be one or the other. Like, you wouldn't be able to have seemingly contradictory charges.
It's also different. I mean, the fact that I practice law, I know more than most people, but criminal is so different. It's almost like a completely different discipline. Mm-hmm. The rules are different, and obviously the charges and such. So what I know about criminal law is watching television, you know. So this doesn't make sense to me either. Like, if you're guilty of the top one, shouldn't you just have to serve the time for the top one? You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Because what else was he guilty of? Well, he's probably guilty of simple assault. He's probably guilty of this, probably guilty of that,
right.
False imprisonment. Like, I don't understand when the prosecutor charges how they make those decisions. But Fred's right. I'd forgotten that they dropped that out at one point and then brought it back.
Yeah, you'd think you'd be able to go from the bottom up, but not from the top down.
Exactly.
Makes sense? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense to me. So we didn't talk about Maxine Waters at all. We only have a little bit left, but how did that hit you?
Maxine Waters and the president and any other politician that weighs in on a case before the verdict is ruled and tries to influence a decision is wrong. And we know that's wrong. The people on the left would have went crazy if Donald Trump would have done it. The people on the right are going crazy because President Biden did it. And They're yeah. right. We've never seen a president do that before.
I agree.
Congress people are
right and left. Doesn't matter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.